Like a young colt, the country was now growing fast. Passenger trains in the east were traveling 100 miles an hour. People in the country could buy clothes by mail order and get them back within 2 weeks. After 20 years or more, the South was still mending its wounds from the Civil War, but with all the country's problems, the Union was solid. Great American novelists and poets were coming into their own. People were expressing their love for America in song and poem. And in South Carolina, a high-toned Southern gentleman expressed his love and admiration for his president, James A. Garfield, in such a way.